charges could be coming against former President Trump. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The House January 6th committee set to have its final public hearing of the year Monday and will reportedly make recommendations to the Justice Department.
A person familiar with the matter who is not authorized to discuss it tells the Associated Press those potential criminal referrals would include insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. The panel is also set to consider whether to issue criminal and civil referrals for some members of the former president's inner circle ahead of releasing its report. While Congress can recommend criminal charges, it is up to federal prosecutors whether to pursue them.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A federal appeals court has rejected an effort by some Republican-led states to keep Trump-era asylum restrictions in place. The ruling means the restrictions are on track to expire Wednesday unless further appeals are filed. The restrictions, known as Title 42, were put in effect in March 2020 at the height of the pandemic on the grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. The FBI says a Minnesota man is facing federal weapons charges, revered mass shooters, and was making an arsenal.
Federal investigators say River William Smith, who is 20, called the shooter who killed five people at a gay nightclub in Colorado a hero, and he was stockpiling automatic weapons to use against police. Smith, who lives in a Minneapolis suburb, was arrested by the FBI this week when he tried to buy hand grenades from an informant, telling him he was, quote, pro-mass shooting. He's been on the FBI's radar since frequenting a gun range this fall, wearing tactical gear, body armor, and practicing rapid reloads of his handgun. A review of his electronic devices found searches about Adolf Hitler, videos of gay people being killed, and files on bomb building.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A California woman has pled guilty in connection with a foiled abduction plot involving a critic of Iran.
The woman claims she was fooled by a group of Iranian operatives who tried and failed to kidnap a New York-based journalist critical of Iran. Federal prosecutors did not accuse Niloufar Bahadurfar of taking part in the plot to abduct Masih Alinejad. But they say four Iranians involved hired an American private investigator to watch the journalists while the California woman acted as a go-between. She pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy to violate U.S. economic sanctions on Iran by helping channel money to the investigators. C.J. Papa, Fox News.
North Carolina Supreme Court has determined the local chapter of United Daughters of the Confederacy lacks standing to challenge the city of Winston-Salem's removal of a Confederate monument on private property, but it can refile a future lawsuit making similar arguments. A new poll finds Americans are pessimistic about how the economy will do next year.
2023 will be worse for the economy than this year, according to a majority of voters polled by the Wall Street Journal, which found two-thirds say the nation's economic trajectory is headed in the wrong direction. Economic pessimism strongest among Republicans, with 83% expecting the economy to worsen. Slightly more than half of independents feel that way, while 22% of Democrats do. And younger voters were more pessimistic pessimistic than older ones. The findings suggest a recent spate of positive news, such as a slowing pace of inflation, hasn't changed the way a lot of people feel about the risk of a recession, something many economists believe is likely. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Consumer Electronics Show is returning to Las Vegas next month with the hope that it inches closer to the way it looked before the pandemic. Next month's show will also come amid a tough climate for the tech industry, which has gone through a spate of layoffs and hiring freezes. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.